Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy starts in less than 10 seconds.
This worries me.
Ask your plumber to install a ring. Steady, hot and strong.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Brayshaw, superstar.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Actually, I'm hearing he's half a knob.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working. Over time.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
Good.
Start of another week. Yeah, we're pumped to be here. I'm looking at the running sheet. Damien Barrett to join us to talk footy. I'm going to talk about myself, which will be astoundingly entertaining. And then Fat's going to do the open line, which I find amazing on a Monday that the reins have been handed over to you. Hello, big boy.
G'day, old skinhead up there. Jeez, you look different. I'll tell you what, Jim.
Good.
That haircut you've had, and it was a very good cause, and we all know that. But
thank you.
It has aged you 15 years. You look kind older than me.
No, kind of. I'm looking young and fresh.
No, older and undesirable. G'day, Rabs.
Well, he was number 16th pick in the 2011 National Draft.
Come on, Fat.
Sunday footy show yesterday. Jim just got me. Numbers mixed up now. How are you, Jimmy boy? Yeah.
No, going beautifully. Actually, couldn't fresh as a daisy I am, Fat. That's and as you know, Monday's not normally my best day.
I want to have a chat to you about your haircut, but I might give you
we'll
a little
do that
segment.
Later.
Yes, I'll
do
give
that
you a
later.
Segment.
That's it.
All right. We got any raps?
Yeah.
From around the world.
Like when I went to Hoho.
One man brings you the news.
Jim, I got nothing.
Up to the minute.
Was that old news?
That's old news.
Chasing the big stories.
Just call me old newsbreaker Billy.
And going the distance.
I got asthma.
This is the Brownless Report.
Oh, that's a new, well done, Maddie.
And Jill scripted that last night.
Jill did after 14 wines.
Did we talk about the fact that the show's now magnificently sponsored by Ream, by the way?
No. Not yet.
Fat.
Well, you'll get in hot water if you do.
Our great friends, of course, from Triple M Footy are on board with the Rush Hour and could not be more welcome. By the way, Australia's best hot water by far, installer Ream. So
installer
great to have them on board. All right.
Six Star Energy, which is very important these days, Jim.
That's it.
You can have gas, electricity, or solar.
Thank you, Bill.
Ask your plumber to install a ream.
That's it, Bill. So what sort of a wrap are we doing here?
A bit of a sports wrap and a COVID-19.
I see.
And by the way, have you converted to the COVID-19 safe app work?
No.
What was that sentence?
It's a COVID safe app works.
No.
Well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it now because I think we all should do it. It's very important.
What is it?
So we know if you're in contact with someone that might have it, the virus, Jim.
And
the government are asking us to do it. So I think we should do it. I think people get skeptical.
How do you do it?
Well, that's easy.
Go on.
Yep.
Is that how far into this discussion you were stumped?
I would like the last 21 days. Yes, I'll tell you very shortly.
Go on.
We'll get the app. You just go to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it on air. I'm going to do it right now on air, Jim.
This is good radio.
Hang on. You go to the app and ask for search for COVID-19 or COVID safe.
Yeah.
Hang on. We'll come
this is absolutely riveting radio. I'm still trying to work out how you can convert to an app like you asked us before.
Well, shut up. Here we go. Righto, search. And I'm putting it in now. I'm putting in COVID safe. Righto, COVID safe. So this is how easy it is. We'll fasten this up a bit.
Oh, will we?
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's loading. Oh. There it is there. Get. And bang, install. So and you got all you got to do is your name and how old you are and your phone number. That's really all you have to do, Jim.
Right.
Okay.
So it's clear as mud. Do you understand any of that, Rabbits?
No, I do understand it's taking him 4.5 minutes to get there and it's been the worst radio possible.
Yes.
We will clean that up. In fact, I think we'll edit that completely out.
All right.
So what else is in your wrap?
Well, I got former St Kilda player Aaron Sipos. You've been following Aaron?
Yes, in the NFL.
He's joined the Detroit Lions, Jim.
Detroit Lions, yes.
As an undrafted free agent. So unfortunately the draft went through, but then they picked him up at the end. So well done to him. Good luck.
Brilliant. That's good.
What were you going to say?
He had shoulder issues. That's why I never really,
Three Ricos. Yeah. Wasn't a bad player. Also, what about an Australian Open finalist, Dominic Thiem?
Mm-hmm.
He has said there's no way he's going to help out lower-ranked players. So Novak Djokovic, who is the president of the ATP Player Council, said that top players should donate to the lower-ranked players to help them out during these times.
Yes.
And Dominic Thiem said, no way, they are unprofessional and I'm not donating to them all, to any of them.
Jeez.
He made $37 million last year, Jim.
Not over, and he's hanging on to every cent of it.
Yeah, what a tight ass Phoenix. No. He is not a team player. In
right,
my
no.
book.
No, no.
There we go.
Was that where that was all sort of
No. Have you been catching up with Donald Trump? Old Trumpy, Jim?
What's he done now?
Well, his daily briefings have been halted.
Right.
So he used to come out every day until he told, he said something along the lines of, if you inject yourself with disinfectant, it'll help you rid yourself of the COVID-19.
Oh, come on.
That's what he said.
Come on, trumpeter.
So the headline in the New York Times,
yes.
Please do not eat disinfectant.
Fair dinkum. Oh, come on, Fat.
So what's Donald? So I see they've got a nice, attractive young blonde girl that comes out and says a few words now, but right. No sign of old Donald Duck.
Righto. So that's part of your rap.
That's part of my rap.
And anything else?
COVID-19 continues, Jim. A girl over in America, she lives in Virginia, Amani Dancy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's in lockdown, she's got nothing to do, so she plays hide and seek with her young cousins. Guess where she hides?
Where?
In the washing machine, Jim.
Oh, my God.
So it was all right getting in, couldn't get out. Couldn't get out, so they had to ring the local authorities, and then they had to ring the country fire brigade, and then they finally got her out of the washing machine. So
I think, Rabs, this could be the worst.
It's the worst start, yeah.
In the history of the show, and there have been some real bad ones.
Yep,
it has.
So
and
that's it?
Also, Jim, what? A Canadian man who lost $575,000 in a game of rock, scissors, paper, he lost $575,000, has had his debt quashed after a court ruled it was invalid. So he's gone to court over a debt. How can you rake up a debt of $575,000 in rock, scissors, paper?
I don't know.
Well, this
I
man
have
did.
No idea.
Anyway, he's free. He's free.
Right.
And that is it in a magnificent rap, I would have thought.
Oh, they just had old mate on the boss of Ream. We are withdrawing our funds immediately. I cannot have another cent go that show's way.
Very good, Ream. They're very happy, Jim, with that rap.
Damien Barrett next, Rabbits, to lift this show and let's get him on ASAP.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
Get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session.
Righto, wrap up the footy, Damo, over the weekend, please.
Yeah. We might be able to at some stage of the next 2 months, Bill, wrap up some footy. Look, everyone's guessing, and we put our hands up. We're guessing because the AFL's guessing, but I still feel it's a July resumption. Having said that, there's a concerted push now to try and get it in the late stages of June. We'll all know more on May 11 when Gillon McLachlan relays to the clubs the conversations that he will have had the previous day with the federal and state governments over their plans. But yeah, late June, early July is the best guess.
Big day, May 11, for everyone. Businesses, sport, everyone.
Surely, Purple, with the slowing down of the coronavirus and the numbers are brilliantly, you know, contracting even further, surely in 2 months' time we can have some games played.
I think so, Jim. It's just that, again, jumping into that space is not the area of expertise, is it, for obviously, you know, we in footy media. So, again, they're reliant upon the governments. As we know, you talk about the hubs, as we have been for some time, and now the strong push now to have one on the southeast Queensland part of the country. But even that, and to your point there, Jim, and to your question, at the moment, Queensland has its borders shut. So that's why the AFL is going down a path which contrasts with NRL. The AFL is ensuring that everyone, the governments, the medical health authorities, and every state government is in with them on their plans, and only when they can get all of them to get some form of agreement will they commit to the resumption of the season.
Well, I just look at what the commentary happening around sport in this country, Purple, not just AFL footy. I mean, that's obviously our focus. But, you know, I'm reading about the supposed danger to the Australia-India Test Series that starts in December. Like, we're in April. I can't believe we're so conservatively looking forward. There must be something I'm missing.
Yeah, Jim, I'm in the conservative camp on this because of what I read is that it's not as simple a matter of just clicking your fingers and life goes back to normal. I mean, we already know, and when you're referring there to the cricket, there's every chance there's not going to be a crowd attending even events in that time frame. So,
no, I get that bit.
I get that bit.
The crowd bit I get, but the games, I cannot see in 8 months' time how we're so conservatively eyeing that test series. I mean, we're talking about starting footy, I think, quite rightly, within 60 days.
Yeah, the difference there, though, Jim, as you're well aware, is that the flight requirements and to then bring in people from overseas, again, how's that done the first time it's done? And which parts of the country or the world do we allow in first as a government? Because it's extraordinary times to be banning travels internationally. And look, the World Cup in that T20 format just seems to be a done deal. And look, if the Cricket Australia doesn't get the Indians to come out for the scheduled Test match series, well, we've already seen what they've been saying, haven't we, about the financial pressures that will create should that not happen.
So the Hubs, tell us a bit more about how they're going to shake down. What are you hearing?
Yeah, what I am hearing, Jim, and again, this is just a opinion based on a lot of conversations with football industry people. I really feel strongly there'll be one in Victoria because of the fact there's already 10 clubs here, and the regions that they are looking at are Surf Coast, Mornington Peninsula, Yarra Valley area,
the wineries
around there, and also the Macedon area as well. So the conference sort of accommodations type of facilities are what they're looking at. They haven't locked into an area yet, though, but they are looking at such areas. And as you said, Bill, I know you're big on this this Gold Coast, this Gold Coast region area. I would think that is being pushed hard now behind the scenes. And I know the Queensland government, while it's got the borders shut, is pretty keen to get the AFL involved in this. So,
well, they're relaxed as of Friday. You can still play golf now, but a lot of restrictions are going to be relaxed up there as of Friday. And the weather, it's all about the weather. In June and July, it'll be 25 degrees up there, and you've got two really good stadiums at the Gabba and Metricon. The big question is, well, a lot of players are asking, I think, Damo, can they take their families?
The positioning on that, Bill, is yet to be made clear, and I don't expect there to be comments made publicly by the clubs about this. But what I do know, Bill, is that there is a reluctance to allow players to have partners and children in there. The logistics required to get a minimum of six teams into the one hub area is going to be astronomical without the situation of adding partners and children to it. So that will be, as far as I read it, Bill, left unsaid publicly, but it will be messaged and conveyed privately that when the hubs start, we under ideal scenarios for what is an unideal world, no parents, no partners and no children the way I'm reading it at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Now, Purple, I think you said with the Victorian hub that they're looking at the Mornington Peninsula. We're aware that that's a privately owned estate. Yeah. So the owner down there is happy for football teams to wander down, or will there be signs all over the motorways?
Well, what will happen there? You're big on this, Jim, aren't you?
Oh, please.
You think they've taken the very elitist view and don't want anyone in.
No, they don't. They're putting signs up. So when it comes to, we're going to bring the Fremantle Dockers in and they're going to move into the privately owned estate down there, they're going to have to get past the residents.
Okay. Well, you're a resident or former resident of that part of the world, Jim. What did you make of that when you were down there?
That Purple, let me just assure you of one thing. You wouldn't have seen me putting a sign up next to the freeway telling people what they can and can't do.
No, was it outside the one of the yacht clubs down there? And they said, you should have stayed home.
Should have.
That's it. Should have. Yeah.
Jim, what happened to that house, Jim?
Yeah, no, don't. Same as every other house. pretty much the same as every other one. It's a very good question. I had a midlife correction.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
Yeah, exactly right. What and else? Purple, as we let you go. Anything else we need?
Damo. Well, you're carrying on.
This will be an issue that's going to become pretty significant between now and the start of next season, once we get through this year. But the soft cap being reduced, Jim,
yes,
from $9.7 million down to what I now believe to be below $6 million. Ooh. It's going to be a 40% reduction, 40%. At least on the conversations that I've had in the past couple of weeks with people who are in on these conversations at the highest levels, that the mooted cut of 30% will actually indeed be 40%. And as such, the jobs that have been en masse in football club assistant coaches and recruiters, yeah, and the like are just going to be, unfortunately for those people, slashed, yeah, the way we have had come to know it.
So, Purple, is that the bank loan that's going to be extended to the clubs? Is that the AFL saying to them, you need to pay that down and you need to pay the interest, and once you've done that, we might look at the cap expanding back out again, or is this forever?
I see it being forever, Jim. Jeez. At least in a relative future sense. It is an understanding and undertaking now that the fat that had been allowed to get into the game,
yep,
like 10, 12 assistant coaches, people are looking at that now. And while it's going to be really hard for those chief executive officers to have the conversations with certain people to say, I'm sorry, there's just not a job here, there is also, when they have the conversation at a greater level, a realisation and understanding that the game just didn't ever need 10 to 12 assistant coaches at a club. So that's the realisation, yeah, of it, Jim. And as, yep, such, the $6 million or thereabouts from next year onwards will be the figure that will be edicted for some time.
I keep seeing that photo of the Essendon Footy Club, you know, where there's 12 of them sitting up there with their computers.
Or with a computer, or, yeah, with a laptop, yeah, during a match, yeah, being played at Marvel Stadium, yeah.
We won't see that again, Damo. Good on you.
No, we won't. Well,
now, yep, Purple, just stay. We need to let you go about your business, but keep Triple M on, because next we're going to discuss how an unbelievably good-looking man got even better.
Oh, no.
Damo's recovery session.
Or more accurately, Jim shaved his head and he looks ugly. That's up, yeah, next. That's it's a rush hour, Triple, yeah, M. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and it's all thanks to Ream.
Now, Fat, I don't know whether you follow at James Brayshaw, the number one Instagram site, global and trending.
Unfortunately, I do.
Yeah, and what happened on the week? I was told by a mate of mine, let's take this back a step. I was told by an old journalist guy from Adelaide who I know that hashtag keep them safe is all about great respect needed for our healthcare heroes, Bill. Mm-hmm.
Good.
These are the nurses and midwives, of course, but at the moment they're all in one, with the COVID-19 coronavirus crisis.
Yep.
They're working ridiculously long hours. They're incredible people, as I said online. Anytime you've been to a hospital, you know how beautiful nurses are. Yeah, and at the moment, they are stretched and are doing an unbelievable job of keeping our country safe. So this guy said if we give them a bit of a lift, that'd be good. So I go to the young men around the dinner table at my joint the other night.
There's a few of them.
There is. Yeah. And I said to them, if we're fair dinkum about honouring these incredible people that do this amazing work for us,
yep,
I said we should all have a number 3 buzz cut and we'll put $100 in each, which is code for me putting it all in, and donate that to the Rosemary Bryant Foundation, which is about the healthcare workers. Anyway, I thought, Fat, given how vain my sons are, especially the third one, I thought they'd say you can jam that where the sun doesn't shine.
Mm-hmm.
I was amazed. Ooh, they all said, yep, we're in.
Good on them. So $100 each you threw in there.
That's it. So $500 went into the Rosemary Bryant Foundation.
Yeah, great.
Got a lovely lady who's the local hairdresser around, and she got the number 3 buzz cut out, and we all ended up with the buzzed head, including myself, which for the first time in my life I've had a number 3.
I did have a look at the boys. They look good, the two younger ones. The other two look like they just got out of jail. And
well, that's what everyone said. It's a romper stomper.
Exactly. Are you happy with what you're seeing in the mirror?
Well, I've never been unhappy, but I must admit, Fat, I don't reckon I'm putting my best foot forward, be brutally honest. No. I don't really like it, but...
Does Dale like it? She runs the finger through it?
She does, funnily enough, which I think she's just being nice, but she actually says she likes it. But I got some interesting feedback online about it, as you normally do. That my funniest one was a bloke's given it the hashtag Jim's mowing. But, Fat, I know you're a bald head, so you don't understand, but when you've got hair and then it's removed, it's actually very weird.
What do you mean?
Well, it's weird. You sort of go to put your hands through your hair, you haven't got any.
Well, I don't know, mate. That's what I just said.
It's not weird for you because you haven't had hair for 30 years, but for myself, it's very strange.
Mm, I know. But you don't look right.
What?
You don't look right.
You know what I decided I looked like the first time I looked in the mirror?
Nath Brown?
A young Jeff Kennedy. you don't want to be looking like that.
I'm going to have a number one buzz cut for it.
Are you?
I'm going to put $100 in.
Well, make sure you put $100 into the Rosemary Bryan Foundation because it's an amazing foundation that help incredible people. So do that.
Well done, Jim. Actually, you got a lot of support. Actually, I'm trying to find some to have a go at you, like those stupid pants you wore on Saturday to the rub.
There wouldn't be any.
Where you wore your Mrs. Pants.
Knickerbockers.
Knickerbockers and helping out Sports Girl. There were some great comments on that. We did like that one.
But James Brayshaw, get around it because I'm telling you now, you should get that's. Instagram anyway, but it is worth a look because it's a great cause.
Yeah. No, well done, Jim, and well done to the boys too. They look okay.
133353 is the number, and normally, especially on a Monday when you're a long way off your best, I set these up. But today, you said, hand it over to me.
Well, this caught my eye, Jimmy boy, Sam Switkowski.
Switkowski.
Same thing. Who plays for the Fremantle Dockers, has done
a name. It can only be pronounced one way.
No,
one
way, it depends.
No.
No, it doesn't.
I could get 10 people on and they would say it differently.
No, they wouldn't. It's Switkowski.
Sam Switkowski. a Docker player who had a pretty good year last year, played some nice games.
Yeah, good.
He has helped out
pressure forward.
Yeah, Fremantle Docker supporter. The poor lady Linda couldn't afford a membership for 2020. She was struggling a bit at home. She'd lost some work. Her daughter had moved in with her, and she rang the club.
On a disability pension. Yep,
that's right, Jim. And she rang the club and said, "I can't buy a membership. I'm sorry." She gets a call back a couple of days later, Jim, and says, "Young Sam has bought her a membership." So how good's
how
that?
How good.
And by the way, any chance that Andrew Brayshaw could do that?
That's a very, very good point you make. Mm. Stupid little Mekong Steve. Where was he?
He could have
put his hand in his pocket because he signed a meaty new deal a couple of years ago.
And I don't reckon Sam would be one of the highest earners there at the club,
no
Jim.
Way. So no well way done he would to, be. Yes. No, that is a very, very fine gesture because at the moment, Bill, as you know with Geelong and myself, of course, with North, you're trying to hang on to every single member because these are tough times. So well done to Sam Switkowski.
So, Jim, I thought about this for a long, long, long time, my friend.
Did you? And where have you gone?
I've come up with a topic, 133353, ring now. When have you made the news, Jim?
No.
Yes, please.
Bill, that's where you're going.
That's good. I bet you we get a lot of callers. And I bet you we get female ones on this one because that'd be nice.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Yes, Jim.
All right, 133353, time to get the family involved. What are we asking?
When have you been on the news lately?
Give us a call. You can win yourself a $100 grilled voucher. How good is that?
Oh, I love the grilled
burgers.
Contactless
delivery and takeaway as well. And they also have meat-free burgers, which are actually pretty good, Bill. And an 11 hair care pack you can win yourself as well.
Oh, good. Jim doesn't need that anymore, either.
Neither do you. Yeah, we're not lining up for that one, even though there's magnificent hair care products.
It's a Rush Hour, Triple M. Fareem, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill on the Triple M app and on your radio.
That's right, Jim, and I've come up with a topic today. When have you been in the news on the back of Sam Switkowski?
Yes.
Who bought a membership for a Fremantle Docker supporter. She couldn't afford it, so Sam stood in and bought the membership. Yeah, good on you, Sam.
Well done. Yes. Yeah, that is a great story. So when have you been in the news? Is that what we're doing?
When have you been in the news, Jimmy boy?
All right, Jace is first. Mill Park, hello, Jace.
Boys, how are you?
Good, Jace.
Oh, I love the dulcet tones. You get me through the day, you do.
Yes, thank you.
Listen to you, Pat. Hey, I'm an ex-soldier, right? And when I was over in Afghanistan, they had some music groups over, and for some reason they film me and I'm punching the air to the music.
Yep.
When and about five times on 20-1 for different things,
yeah,
here I am punching the arm. So it was mainly regards Doc Neeson because it was his song that was pumping away.
Yep.
You know, swear words in songs and stuff like that. And I think it was one of the bit of controversy with
am I ever going to see your face again?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, you should know that one by Bob Fireheart or Billy.
You just do the middle bit, Jace. I'll sing it, right? Am I ever going to see your face again? Well done.
All right, very good. 20-1, nice.
Good show, 20-1.
No, I like that. Yeah. Who else we got, Bill?
Oh, we got Minapri. Hello, Minapri.
Hello, how are you?
How do you say it?
Yeah, Minapri, yeah, you got it.
Oh, Bill's on fire.
Have a look at Bill.
What is Minapri, Minapri?
What was that, sorry?
What is it? Where's that originated?
It was the name of a pub that my nan and pop owned back in the 80s.
Whereabouts?
Up in a place called LaSalle.
Danny LaSalle.
It's near Mildura. It's in northwest Victoria.
Near Mildura.
Yeah, near Mildura.
Near Mildura, fat.
It's called LaSalle's. I know where it is because I have a pub at Swan Hill. Minapri.
Oh, there you go. Well, it's a grouse little pub.
Grouse. Good on you. What do you got for us, Minapri?
All righty. So I've been in the newspaper like quite a few times, but the one that's probably like the strangest was we painted our lockers in year 10 to resemble books.
Yep.
And of all things, like the local newspaper picked it up and they ended up passing it on to the leader. And they did a photo shoot of us sitting on top of the lockers, all painted up, looking like books.
Oh,
and it made
nice.
The second page of the leader newspaper.
Perfect. That's what we're after, Bill.
Not really.
Oh, Ken's in
how close was Slapsy to be called Cremorne?
Oh, my God. Hello, Kenny.
Kenny. Are you there, Kenneth? Kenny,
how
Kenny,
are
Kenny.
You?
Oh, there he is. Where you been, Ken?
How are we?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Oh, yeah, look, I'm bloody great.
Just can't hear. I'd get the
you
bit of the
me.
Wax taken out of those ears, Kenneth.
What was that?
Now, when have you been in the news, Kenneth?
Me and Clifford, the big red dog, old Harvey Clifford, went one-on-one at a wakeboarding competition in Deniliquin.
Oh, and whereabouts Denny. In Denny?
On be on the river.
On the Edward.
Yeah, somewhere, yeah. me myself on this occasion, first time being to the river, so I thought I'd give him a take on the champ for a crack at the title.
And the champ was a dog?
Clifford, mate. Harvey Clifford, his name is.
Oh,
Bill, not a dog.
Didn't he say something about Harvey Clifford the dog?
The big dogs is what he's known as.
Yeah. Clifford the big red dog. So, we're going at him. He's come down, done all his tricks and backflips and whatnot, and I've come in and just face planted because I've been on the water for the first time 3 days prior.
Oh, Kenny.
All right, stay there, Kenny. I like that. Carla's in Berwickville.
She is. Hello, Carla.
Hi, how you doing, guys? Love the show.
Good on you, mate. What are you up to now in ISO, Carla?
Well, I'm working from home, actually, so it's pretty good. I legally get to stay home and work. Get up late. You know, not too bad.
Good on you. When did you make the news?
I was five, and it's a bit of a long story, but I was homesick, and my brother and I were gathered around this little blow heater because it was cold, and we were getting a new heater installed.
Yeah.
And a big truck was parked behind the pub and had a bulldozer on the back and didn't put the handbrake on properly and it rolled through the front of our house obviously destroyed the front of the house. But pulled up, luckily, is about a foot in front of my mum and my little brother and I that were cuddled in front of the heater. But the couch that I was laying on about 10 minutes beforehand was under the window that got destroyed. So, it was pretty lucky.
What did it make? Front page of the what?
Oh, the local paper. I think it was we lived in Yallourn North at the time, so a little country town, it's no longer there. But I think it might have been like the Express, the Yallourn Express.
Yallourn
Express.
Yallourn
like
Express.
You're right, but it was a longish story. Thank you, Carla.
Steve's in Frankston, Willis.
Stephen.
Yes, Billy.
How are you?
How you going?
Good, mate.
Not too bad. I'm just still working. I pulled over.
All right.
Yeah, I was in the news in the Frankston Standard second page in 97.
Oh, what did you do? In jail? Court?
Probably the scariest thing I've ever done. I delivered my daughter, Paige McLaughlin, on the front doorstep of the house. It's as far as we made it. Didn't even make it to the car.
Oh, that's amazing.
Paige.
Yeah, yeah.
How'd you go?
Did you know what to do, Steve? Did you have any idea what you were doing?
I had no idea. I had luckily I'd had a fair bit of beers before I did it.
that's good.
Me wife and grab a towel. And I grabbed the towel off the oven, a dirty one. She goes, "No, get me an effing towel." And I grabbed that, and then I still didn't know what to do. And I said, "You can't have it here." And she's like, "I can't help it." And then I rang for an ambulance, and then the nurse at Frankston said, "You're gonna have to do this." And I'm like, I just couldn't believe it was happening.
Hey, and, what?
Yep.
What page was Paige on?
Oh my god. Come on, Fat. That's you are better than that. No, M's in Mount Evelyn. Hello, M.
M.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
M'sy.
Yeah. Do I say the story? I'm so awkward. I don't know what to do. Do I tell the story now?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely,
yeah,
M.
Yeah, go on.
I was out in so my 18th birthday party at the Bardo South Hall out there just ended up being just a massive open house with police and everyone. So I think they made a bit of an example of me and I ended up in the leader and the male. So still to this day I get the odd comment, "Oh, is it the same M from that party back in the day?" So
you're a bit like, what was that bloke who had the glasses?
Yeah, it was a bit before his time, though. So, yeah, a bit before Corey Worthington.
Corey, like that's right.
I was the original Corey.
You were the original, M. What, did you get up to no good, did you?
Oh, nothing really. I don't know, I just ended up police hitting people with, like, batons, and it went a little crazy. The toilets got ripped out, and, yeah, things happen, so
all right.
Yeah.
Mm. Very nice. Well, hey, nice band of callers there, Fat.
Bloody oaf. I like that one, Jim.
All right, where are you heading with the prizes, please?
Well, we've got two here. We've got the $100 grilled.
Yes.
And the other one is the hair care.
11 hair care pack, of course.
Righto, Jim.
I liked Kenny.
Well, Kenny, he can have a pick of what he likes.
Yeah. Kenny.
The wakeboard champion.
That's it.
Hey, Ken, we can send you a $100 grilled voucher, mate, or an 11 hair care pack. What are you after?
The grilled voucher, please.
Ooh, yeah, I like that. And Stevie. Come on, Stevie.
Just by the way, Grilled is still open and they're grilling all takeaway burgers for contact delivery. Grilled.com.au/delivery.
You know how they're open? Look across the road. Mm-hmm. See, it comes up, it's lit up, grilled.
I know, it's beautiful food out of there too. All right, Steve from Frankston, he delivered his daughter Paige on the front doorstep, so some hair care product coming.
Stevie, we'll send you an 11 hair care pack, mate, 11australia.com.
Oh, that'd be great. I've got four daughters, I can do that.
On you, Stephen. And good to talk to the girls too, Jim. It's always good hearing from the girls.
Absolutely superb.
Yeah.
All right, Fat. Well, I think what we're heading into next is hopefully to wind up the show, something humorous from you.
Ah, that's right. Just have a look.
Hey, tomorrow Heath Shaw joins us. Of course, that man a star, premiership player, of course, with the Collingwood Football Club, now calling GWS his home.
Yes.
And Oscar Brownless.
Oscar! What are we going to talk to him?
What's Oscar doing?
Well, I don't know. He said he put his name up to the Geelong Cats media department. They said, you can have a chat. So we'll have a chat, see how he's going, mate. He hasn't played a game yet. It's been his second year in. It's not great for those blokes second year in when you're signing a two-year deal, Jim.
Well, and also when they're starting to talk about list sizes coming back to 35,
they
don't want to hear any of that.
Yes, exactly.
I just wonder, we can ask Oski tomorrow, Rabs, whether his old man's given him any further advice from the first game last year when you've just got to get better.
Yeah.
That's really all he got from his dad.
He's a good runner, isn't he?
Good run. Yeah, I don't know.
Dad.
Didn't get that from
you. No, he didn't. And also he's been training with Paddy McCartan, his kind of brother-in-law, so we'll talk to him about that.
Nice. All right. Looking forward to that.
How much washing I do for him. Also, Jim, speaking of footy, do you know on this day, April 27, 2002, 18 years ago,
thank you,
Luke Hodge and Sam Mitchell played their first games with Hawthorn together.
I did see that. Geez, Triple M into fair players.
Triple M footy put up some good apps like good stories like that on the app.
Yes, that's it.
Imagine those two. Fair careers.
Reasonable careers those two had, no doubt about it. All right, so you're padding
hang
long
on,
enough.
Just on apps. I've finally converted my app, the COVID-safe app, Jim.
You've downloaded.
Thank you. God, so all you have to do is your full name, your age, your postcode, and they send you a PIN number. You put that in. You put your phone number in, and now I'm online.
Technology Brownless.
Yes, done.
All right, Bill. Bill, anything
can we get
funny
the 4 minutes in the opener back from in our lives?
No, we will.
No, we've edited that out. So people listening now don't even know.
All right. Here we go. Jimmy boy, no. You'll love this.
Oh, no.
How do you get a nun, Jim?
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh!
Oh, no.
No, Bill. Bill, we can't have that. Can't. Like, that's not allowed.
I know.
So
Jim,
what are you going with?
I wanted to get your reaction.
You are a fool's head.
Now, you got to think a little bit here, Jim. This one. A cop was talking to a crow. Interviewing a crow, Jim. The cop said, "Where were you the night of the incident?" The crow, "I was with a group of friends." The cop, "What would you call that group?" The crow, "I think I need a lawyer."
No.
Not bad, but, see?
Because they're a murder of crows, Bill.
That's right, Jim.
Yeah,
see
that's
that?
It.
So you're still trying to think what that is, Rabs.
I know what a murder of crows is. I'm trying to work out how poor that joke is. Was it a one or is it less than that?
You look more like Richard Wilkins every day, Rabs.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you do need a bra,
And your head's got bigger.
You look like two dangerous staves stuck together.
And Jim looks just like a clock.
Snap, blam, boom, wah, wah, wah. No more nun jokes.
Do you like the nun joke?
Triple M's Rush Hour is done for another day.
I've had enough of Bill.
But Ream hot water heaters are still working. Ask your plumber to install a Ream. Steady, hot and strong.